Standard & Poor's Corporation is a rating company which offers financial evaluations on a variety of financial entities, from companies to individual bond issues and even entire countries. America's companies are rated by S&P, and its highest rating is the coveted AAA. Being the largest economy in the world, America has always been known for its innovation and leadership in business, so one would think we lead the world in companies rated AAA. So just how many U.S. companies are given the highest S&P rating of this coveted AAA? The answer might surprise you. The number is less than half it was a decade ago, when the U.S. was the bastion of economic strength. In fact, the amount of U.S. companies carrying S&P's most coveted rating has been dwindling for years. Today, unbelievably as it may seem, only 5 U.S. companies hold the S&P AAA rating, and they are ADP, ExxonMobil, Johnson & Johnson, Microsoft, and Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. Although many overseas companies also have the AAA rating, in the U.S., those 5 are it. Although investors can hold foreign companies by buying foreign stocks, those wishing to invest in American companies have only those 5 to choose from if they want an AAA rating. What I like about owning AAA-rated companies is that they're obviously the best of the best. Because of the sheer strength of their balance sheets, these financial stars probably won't go away anytime soon and can likely weather any economic storms that may materialize. Even more fortuitous is that in the case of these 5 companies, they all pay an annualized dividend of between 2 and 4%. Compared to literally thousands of companies that have lower ratings, and of which many don't pay any dividends whatsoever, one could make a good case for adding one or all of these companies to a stock portfolio. As an added bonus to owning these companies, during economic turmoil, many investors take a defensive posture with their investments, and that leads them to look diligently for financially sound companies. Much like looking for a strong structure to hunker down in during a hurricane, financially stronger companies attract more investors during economic storms, which may also help to keep their stock price up when all others are going down. Add in the fact that these firms will pay you to take shelter in the form of healthy dividends, and you could do a lot worse. That's it for today's Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions only. They may not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff members, or underwriters. If you'd like to hear more Money Matters, log on to MoneyManagementRadio.com. My name's Mark Cuniberti.